From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. More than 7 years and 5 months after the Iraq War began, today marks an official end to America's combat mission there. Now the U.S. military will shift its focus to advise, assist, train, and equip Iraqi forces. Tonight, President Obama will deliver only the second Oval Office address of his presidency. He's expected to stress that the mission change does not mean mission accomplished.
In a moment, we'll hear what U.S. troops in Iraq think of the change. We'll also get a broader view of the war and the country by the numbers. But first, we listen back to some of the war's pivotal moments.
Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict, commenced at a time of our choosing.
It woke me up at about 5:30. I heard jets overhead, and then anti-aircraft gunners opened up and sirens wailed.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Crowds of Iraqi men in Baghdad kicking and then setting on fire a poster of Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein is now taking his rightful place alongside Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Ceausescu in the pantheon of failed, brutal dictators.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
At least 20 people were killed, including the UN Special Representative to Iraq, and more than 100 were wounded.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
Militiamen firing on U.S. positions here on the outskirts of Najaf.
Number one, we are absolutely appalled by what we saw. There is no excuse for what you see in those photos. And those soldiers let us down.
So I've committed more than 20,000 additional American troops to Iraq. The vast majority of them, five brigades, will be deployed to Baghdad.
Currently, the security situation is better. There's no comparison between the situation before and now.
I'm not pretending that it's perfect. I'm not pretending that it's ideal. What I am saying is that the problems can only be solved by Iraqis.
So let me say this as plainly as I can. By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end.